This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seen the light, have you? There it is, up in the sky, the light. Let's have a moment or two of reflection to start this hour, learning from our mistakes. Do we do that? Do we think we're good at that? Jennifer Horn is here, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Do you think you learn from your mistakes, whether it be on the radio program, whether it be dealing with your parents, dealing with your children, whatever it is? Do you, for example, do you whine when you lose?
No.
Like, at golf. Yeah, of course. One says no.
Two totally
says,
different answers.
Of course. Well, that's good.
I hope I learn from my mistakes. I think that people are human and sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Or we really want a square peg to fit in a round hole. And we're just trying to make it work. We think, well, maybe we can just fit it this way. But for the most part, I think a lot of times when I'm learning something, I hope that I only make a mistake once.
Right.
And I expect to make the mistake once because that's how I am learning. But, yeah, I think that there's times where probably not.
I think a lot of the times we learn from our mistakes, but then there are a lot of us who make the same mistakes over and over again, right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody's human, and human behavior creates patterns, and sometimes we get stuck in weird patterns. But I think most of the time if you look at something that you construe as negative and you say, well, at least I learned something or I got that lesson, that's always good. I always ask, what can I learn from this? I know that sounds kind of Pollyanna-ish, but even for like this program or something, when I sit down and people will laugh, I go, okay, what can we do to do better? How do we, you know, like, what do we do?
Why would they laugh? Why isn't that a part of life? Because that is what life is about, especially when it comes to your children, it seems to me.
Well, because I think people always want to think they're doing the best possible thing, you know, we're not. We can always be better at what we're doing.
Absolutely. And if you are leading by example, let's say you have a 10-year-old son or a daughter, and that person makes a mistake, that young person makes a mistake, how do you deal with that? Do you talk, do you walk them through it? Do you handle it? There are a lot of adults who make mistakes in front of their children. And so, and then rather than, I've seen examples where husbands blame the wives or the wives blame the husbands. That's not, what are you going to, that's just going to ruin your children.
Well, I think that's also like a cycle, too, from something that their parents did to them as children. And then all of a sudden they catch themselves saying the same things, or a glass of orange juice is spilled. And if, as a child, they were all of a sudden shamed and pretty much.
What'd you do that for?
Watch what you're doing. What are you doing?
Yeah,
they're probably likely to react the same way once their child, they grow up and their child does it. Where if you can break the cycle for sure, and it's good to try to break the cycle. But if you have a parent who probably was like, hey, it's okay, that was an accident. People should not be shamed for mistakes and accidents like that.
It's, and remember, you're the adults in the room. The 10-year-old is not an adult, hasn't been through what you've been through, and so needs guidance, needs help, needs perspective. And so if you're becoming childish and you berate yourself or you berate your spouse or other people, if you're always looking to find the blame, you will not fix anything, because finding the blame doesn't fix the problem. It just finds the blame. And so we all kind of know, most of us anyway, know when we've done something wrong. There's a lot of anger some of the frustration today that you see and hear with these people that go crazy and do really bad things. Part of it is bad parenting, I think, or no parenting at all. That happens a lot. The habitual stuff, the anger, the blaming. I was coming out of the airport on Saturday night when I had gone down to Washington, actually to Virginia, to go to the wedding of our former producer, Jennifer Phil McGeehan. And as I came back, the traffic, it was midnight, and the traffic coming out of the airport was stopped. And so we moved, we were in the traffic for almost an hour while they fixed the bridge or whatever the hell they were doing. And this cab was behind me blowing his horn and flashing his lights. And I almost...
In case you didn't know you guys were stuck on a bridge.
I almost got out of the car to go back. And then I think, you know, there's so many crazy people around. But I opened my window and I yelled loud enough so he had to have heard me. But he didn't stop him from flashing his lights and blowing his horn. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that does make people a little crazy. But let's say there was a child in the back seat of that car, and he's blowing the horn, flashing the lights, this 10, 12-year-old. What does that 10 or 12-year-old learn from the cab driver? Or even if you're a parent, maybe there are parents that would do the same thing. We all know somebody like that who can't wait. I got to be first. I'm going to pass everybody. Yeah, right.
Always in a hurry, even if they are not running late.
Right.
Or if they are running late, it's everybody else's fault because they left the house 20 minutes after they were supposed to.
Exactly. Yep. So, and you're supposed to, you know, people pay attention to this more at the airport when you're in line. How many people are here for the 8:30 trip to Washington and it's like 8 o'clock and you're supposed to be on the plane already and you're still in the line? And so then people get angry. Oh, why should that person go in front of me? I've been here a long time. Well, listen. It may be he made a mistake or she made a mistake, but you're not in a big hurry, so let him go. That's the other side of it. Mm-hmm. Sort of one of those gee whiz moments, but something to think about. Well, let's see here. We have some exciting news at the CRN Digital Talk Studio in Los Angeles. Jennifer and her father run CRN, and it looks like your pal Alex Villanueva. The only reason I'm doing this for two reasons. Mm-hmm. A, because about you. And B, because I like saying Villanueva's name.
It is a fun name. You're not the only person who has said that. Actually, this week someone goes, that's really fun to say.
Right, exactly. So he's going to do, this is another, the world needs another conservative spokesperson. I say that with tongue in cheek, but there is a perspective from people who don't really understand some of the nuances of law enforcement and things like that. Especially in Los Angeles, we have to deal with the subject matter last night. Of what was it? East New York was a homeless guy who got killed by somebody, and there's plenty of that going on. And as was acknowledged, I think part of the storyline was when somebody like that gets killed, nobody cares.
Yeah, I think that's right. But just for context and perspective, and maybe people don't realize this, but Alex Villanueva is actually a Democrat. And what was interesting about his story is that he came in 2018 in Los Angeles. I've told him this. I didn't vote for him. I was voting for James McDonald, who was the incumbent sheriff. But Villanueva came in, and at the last minute, it was a huge upset, was able to beat James McDonald. And I thought, oh, great, here we go. We've got a Democrat sheriff in L.A. County.
Democrat is bad right away. Bad.
So it's
Democrat
a thing, right?
Bad.
Because you think soft on crime, you know, somehow this is the new
Democrats
the new
are the
branding.
Same. Yeah.
And so he comes in, and I was absolutely wrong about him. He came in and actually did his job. Now, there were a few things that I didn't like. He took ICE out of the prisons, which I think is wrong, but he explains why he did that. He made a couple of things that I thought weren't up my alley, but he went in, and he was pro his deputies.
Did something.
And he was pro the people that elected him. And the Board of Supervisors in L.A. at every turn hated that he wasn't controllable. And so they made his life hell. And he only served one term. They brought in this other sheriff who is a former Republican who is absolutely terrible. He hasn't been visible. He hasn't really been out there.
Hold on, Jay. Let's make note of this. Bad Republican, good Democrat. You hear that from Jennifer?
There you go. I tell you, it's about who's doing the job. It's about who's doing the job. So while I don't agree 100% with Villanueva's policies, at least he was in there doing the stuff. And he fought for his deputies. The real line in the sand came for him when the COVID vaccine mandate started in L.A. County. And he's already down deputies. The Board of Supervisors wouldn't let him hire anybody else, but they wanted him to fire people who wouldn't take the vaccine.
There
and he said, nope, not doing it. Sorry. Had to buck the system, which was the beginning of the end for him. But anyway, so I'm excited. He's starting a new show on CRN today.
So did you go to him or did he come to you?
I went to him saying, hey, what do you think? And he said, you know, I'll think about it. We talked about it. He has done radio before. Well, he was sheriff at the big station in Los Angeles, KFI, which he was doing on the weekends, but then I guess they shied away because he said they went woke. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see how he does. I think it's a topic that is so prevalent right now, crime, safety, homelessness.
All right, just for your information, for those of you who may not follow the radio scene, but if you Google Jennifer and see that she's on KRLA, that was the station I was on for a number of years in Los Angeles. She does the morning program. The station, Jennifer just referred to the big station. Well, their morning ratings on the big station,
so ridiculous,
are only about 4/10 of a point better than Jennifer's, who's on the second.
That's not true. In some demos. Yeah, in some demos. Overall, though, they like... kill it. It's because they've got such a huge... They're one of those big 50,000-watt stations, so you can hear
an
them
AM station
all
we
over
have
the
to
place.
Protect. Well, right. Who would have thunk it? An AM station that needs protection. Yay! Let's pay a little more attention to that. Over the weekend, your friend Ron DeSantis became Ron DeSaurus. Apparently, some of the Trumpers...
Dinosaur name. He's a Ron DeSaurus.
Ron DeSaurus. Well, I didn't think about it that way. Yeah, a Ron DeSaurus. So, the Trumpers are starting to attack Mr. DeSaurus or DeSantis or whatever. His name is DeSantis. Hello, duh. Accusing him of taking money from Soros, who is the worst of the worst as far as a Republican is concerned. Anybody connected to George Soros? Death to them! And so they've started that to try to... the poll that was out this weekend, though, showed Trump had like 40-some-odd percent popular support with Republican voters, and DeSantis only had like 29%. So,
yeah,
although it was a long way.
He's been really pushing ahead in the polls, and the Soros thing doesn't help him, and that was through some sort
of... Is there something to it, or is that just...
I've heard this for months, so I don't know, but I have heard this for months. There was some pack around DeSantis that was taking money.
Really? Aha! So let's keep that name cooking and think about a dinosaur. Well, these politicians are dinosaurs, but I like... Ron DeSaurus. I'll have to see if my grandson Miles knows what a Ron DeSaurus is. It's 18 after. This is Good Day.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, at Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right, just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
This is social media time on the Good Day program, and you can always follow us Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Better yet, you participate with us. Twitter is Good Day On Air, and also you can dial us anytime at 855-999-DOUG for a connection. The question when it comes to social media is the impact of AI. Are you ready to switch your default setting to an AI connection, default? And so here's my read on this, ladies, and I'd like to have yours. I find myself thinking I don't trust it. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm becoming very cynical. The consequences of having this stuff around, I find nothing good. I don't see anything that will be good out of artificial intelligence, at least for our lifestyle, living our life. It's the AI has become increasingly indistinguishable from some of the things that are actually produced by human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the new paradigm here is default to distrust. That's what if you default to AI stuff, that's you don't trust it. You don't trust it. I don't trust it. Who trusts it? Even the people who are experts don't trust it. They say, wait a minute, hold on. So how has it gotten as far as it has as fast as it has? I think, you know, that's the thing.
And the thing is, how crazy is it going to be in the future? I mean, right. Every day AI is getting bigger and bigger.
More attention. Yeah.
What's
and
really
it's
crazy,
learning on its own, too.
It is. It's learning on its own. But it also started learning by whoever put it in. I don't know if you guys remember the example about the N-word. Did we talk about this on the air?
No.
So if you put into, like, whatever the AI server is, if you say, when is it appropriate to say the N-word? We all know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say, never is it appropriate to say the N-word, blah, 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 blah. Then you say, is it
appropriate?
How
did it get that? How did it come to that conclusion?
Right.
Was it programmed?
Yes, because it all starts from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So then, and this is a real story. This isn't like, you know, right-wing talking about. You guys can look this up, and it was one of the things that people want. Oh, this is the problem. So then someone typed in, is it okay to say the N-word if it would stop a nuclear explosion in an American city? Okay, so let's say somebody says the only thing that will stop this explosion in New York City is if you say the N-word. And it said, under no circumstances is it appropriate for anyone to say the N-word because of its racial connotation. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Then you type in, if Is it appropriate to say the N-word in reporting a story about a Republican senator saying this in private conversations? Yes, it is appropriate to say the N-word if you're reporting a Republican senator saying this in a private conversation. So you've got a real problem here.
Already programmed.
Right. When it's telling you, hey, if we can take down a politician, it's appropriate to say the N-word, but if you can stop a nuclear explosion, you might want to skip it. So it's a little bizarre, but that is growing, it is really... weird.
How do you verify? How do you become vigilant? How do you develop the ability to cross-check whatever it is that's there? Because as you just gave in that great example, there's really no stopping it. It'll say it's absolute. AI is an absolutism. It doesn't have flexibility. That's the difference between a man-made ability to think things through and a machine's ability to be programmed to think in a certain way. And that's what we're teaching children today in school, to think in a certain way, like they are robots.
Yeah. And more of this will make kids less likely to be able to even look at what AI produces.
Much more controllable, right?
Yeah.
Much more controllable. There's no, what about transparency here? The stuff that's generated by artificial intelligence, where does it come from? That's what it started someplace. So how do we have a conversation about this? What's the educational approach to it? What are youngsters supposed to learn from it? I think it's default to distrust right now because there's nothing about it that is trustworthy. That's the way I look at it anyway. So social media focusing on AI on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Is it cheaper on eBay? You can find out in a flash. Literally. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you pay retail for new, eBay has a quick way to save big on new to you for the same item or something similar. Try this. This is very cool. As you shop, open the free eBay app on your smartphone, then tap the search bar. Look for the camera icon and point your phone at the item you're interested in and snap a photo. The app will search eBay and list lookalike items for sale. Now bear in mind, artificial intelligence is matching pictures, not exact items. So you'll want to read the specs and note the condition of the item, etc. But if you're looking for a book or DVD, you're better off searching the usual way by title. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Washington is set for a busy week as Congress and the White House take on two major and divisive issues, raising the debt ceiling and addressing border security that is out of control. President Biden is set to convene with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders today in a highly anticipated meeting to address the debt limit. The House approved a budget with a slight increase in the debt ceiling. The president does not want limits on how much he can spend during these troubling financial times. Speaker McCarthy says Biden is walking down a path that could endanger America's financial health.
I'm worried about how the president's handling the debt ceiling. He's ignoring it. He's walking us in to some type of debt problem. because he's just ignoring the problem. I'm worried about the next generation. We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy with another 20%.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Let us celebrate today, shall we? This would have been something to celebrate at the coronation, right? Have this song in the coronation. How much time did you spend? Jennifer Horn is here. We're graced by the presence. There's a chuckle. The presence of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. All right, so how much time, Jennifer? Come on.
Can I tell you how funny this is? So it's actually kind of cute. I spent zero time. I actually
zero.
Have only seen like two pictures of the coronation. Mm-hmm. My takeaway is that Kate looked absolutely stunning and gorgeous.
Jay loves Kate, too.
Mm-hmm. She is the Princess of Wales, 100%. Mm-hmm. I love how she wore Princess Diana's earrings.
She's like, she almost is like a robot. Mm. Like, she's just like so beautiful, like full of grace and just, I mean... I don't know. We talk about AI. She's like an AI, like, human on the outside. She's just really beautiful.
That's an interesting way.
And the way that they, I mean, it doesn't seem like she takes bad pictures. Like, every picture I saw of her, I was like, like, it's just, she was just really beautiful. And then the other takeaway is that I would like the crown that Charles and Camilla, both of them, I'd like both crowns. One for days that I feel like wearing color, one for days that I feel like just wearing bling. So I'd like to steal their crowns. But what's very cute and funny is that my mom, who is just, what do they call them, Anglophiles or whatever she is?
Yes, I don't know. An Anglophile.
So my aunt goes up to my mom's house. The two of them have a sleepover on Friday night. 2 a.m. they get up. And you should go to their you should go to my mom's Facebook, Doug. I think you guys are connected. Mm-hmm. She had purchased Union Jack plates and cups, and they had these special plates with Prince Charles' face on them.
Really?
And they had scones, and they had lemon curd and hot tea, and they sat up at 2 o'clock in the morning, West Coast time, and watched the dang coronation with their crowns on. My mom borrowed one that she had gotten me at Tiara when I was turned 40. So she was wearing that, and my aunt got a, like, king's crown.
Mm-hmm.
So that morning, this is so silly. So that morning we went to breakfast together after they had had like an hour of sleep
and
a nap.
This. Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm.
And my aunt decides that on her way back from this cute breakfast place, which we found, I've got to take you there. It's a new one. We drive up Sunland Boulevard. My aunt's got the window rolled down and her crown on, and she's looking out the window going, "Hello! Hello!" Somebody actually ran up and started videoing her as she was driving up, and she's driving up the street, and a lot of people were waving at the newly crowned queen of
Hello, queen.
The stuffies, right?
Queen Diana.
No, that wasn't my mom. That was my aunt that was going, "Hello!
Hello! Hello!" Like something Julia Child. Hello!
It was pretty darn funny.
We had a conversation. People are talking about this plane that took off from Minneapolis on its way to Amsterdam, and it got diverted and landed in Boston because one of the passengers became unruly. And, when you are looking at things, as I am looking at things, maybe nobody else does this, but I look at the ancillary stories. Like, I might Google or look up one story, and then another one pops up. So as a benefit of for those of you who are looking for a job and tying it with the airlines, Netflix. Now, keep in mind, Netflix has laid off hundreds of employees. They have an ad running for a flight attendant because they have a private jet. Of course they do. The salary for this flight attendant, $385,000 a year. So here's how the ad reads. This is on the company's website. Netflix seeks a candidate who can provide confidential air transportation and perform their jobs with discretion. Compensation is determined based on experience. The ideal candidate not only is professionally trained in cabin and passenger safety and aircraft emergency evacuation, etc., but is also able to embrace the Netflix culture of freedom and responsibility. For $385,000 a year, this sounds like an episode of The Blacklist to me. What do you, by the way, I'm going to miss that show. It has
the last season?
Yeah. It's so well written. Well, there's a rumor now that they're going to save the last episode for the fall.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
Seriously, yeah, really.
Well, is that in part up to the writer's strike, that they haven't filmed everything?
They have not filmed the last episode. Maybe. That's an interesting thought. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. So, Jennifer, tell us about, you're in La La Land, and it's a company town. What's the aroma in the air? Brendan was telling me about some of it last night with Sophie, his wife, and the mother, is who's known, by the way, my grandson is now he's able to form words. Mm-hmm. So he calls his grandmother Gaga.
Oh.
And he calls
as
me.
A lady.
Well, but listen to this. Brendan calls me Dad or Dudley or Doug, depending on what's going on in his head at the time. So Jasper's picked up on that, and he's now calling me Dougie. He can just barely say it like doggy.
Aww.
And is now...
That is so
like me. I call you Dougie, too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when I said that to Brendan.
when he, because he just started calling me that over the weekend. I said, that's what Jennifer calls me. Yeah.
So basically, I have the vocabulary of how old is he? A year?
17 months. Perfect.
Sounds about right, actually. I think that's on point.
Let's do some, go ahead.
Oh, you wanted to ask about the writer's strike. So it is prolific. It's happening. You can go past.
Throws the city down.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. Maybe it is. I haven't noticed anything slowed down, but certainly they do have representation in front of all the major studios, so you see it if you're driving by it. But the point that I think is important is that because of AI, they're worried about how the credits are going to be, right? Yeah. Like, because there are a lot of people, you can write a funny script about a black family or something,
AI.
Right? Yeah, you AI. Could do all of that. So that's what's number one. I think it's really interesting to see how this all plays out. But it's also the end of the season, so a lot of people aren't feeling this. And we rely so much on reality TV right now. I don't know how much regular people are feeling the writer's strike. When there was a writer's strike back in 2007, we all felt it because it happened during the season when all of our favorite TV shows were shut down.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of drama, depending on the night.
Well, and so many series got canceled without any kind of conclusion. There was really no final episode. They were just done. Some fans voted and pushed hard enough that some of those shows decided to do one more episode just to wrap everything up for their fans, and really nobody made money on those. But there were a lot of shows and series that just canceled out of nowhere because of it.
The normal lead time is 3 to 4 weeks. So when you see an episode of Law & Order, let's say, it's probably been shot 3 weeks before you see it.
And that's if you're lucky, because sometimes it can be even further back than that.
Yeah, right. Well, they try to keep those up fairly close to what's going on in the real world. Those shows are all ending in normal fashion. But you see other shows that are, as you just talked about, some of the scripted shows that aren't dependent, some of the comedies. Those have come to a screeching halt, and so the ending, normally they go, this is to hopefully not too inside baseball, the third Thursday, the ratings start, for example, in television, there are 3 months in which they take ratings, November, February, and May. So in May, the ratings start the first of the month and go to the last Thursday of the month, and that's why you usually see the season enders that last week of May. But now they're cutting short a lot of that because they got no writers. And so you'll see some of the shows that you like. But because The Blacklist is probably, even though I like the Dick Wolf dramas, The Blacklist has probably been one of the best written. The curves, the twists, everything about it. And Spader was so fabulous in this role. And the fact that it lasted 10 years, there are very few shows that last 10 years. The audience, they've done a lot of research into the audience and what made it so loyal. And one of the things is the writing, the stuff they come up with. And because Spader said they could go on because the audience stays with them, but it would become a different show, and he didn't want that. So he just said, you know what, I think we've had enough of this. And that's why it's stopping.
But that's a really long time for a modern show.
10 years?
Yeah, it is.
Most people don't have
it. And it wasn't the most highly, there wasn't a lot of Haza Gaza around it, but everybody that watched it talked about how great it was.
Yep, it became a very important show to a lot. I go out of my way to make sure that I'm there when I want to watch it as it airs. Okay, let's do some wokeism. You ready? Let's do the name game. Let's do Arnold. Arnold. Let's do wokeism.
Can we define the definition so we're all on the same page?
No, I don't know. You define it. All I know is
let's
I'm looking
Chuck.
At... Good, Jennifer. So the thing that brought this to my attention, a number of things, is reading an overview of what's going on at some of our universities. But to bring it full circle around to this past weekend, there's a performer named Haley, is it Kiwoko? Is that how you pronounce your name? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Kiwoko, the actress?
Yeah, actress.
Right.
Yeah, Haley
so
Kiwoko.
She was doing a concert in Nashville. Maybe this is your department, Jay, because you lived there for a while.
I know, she's an actress.
Well, I don't know. She did a concert, and she was told by local law enforcement in Nashville that having a drag performer on the stage with her
would bring legal action.
Oh, God, this is such a fake story. Where did you see this story?
Wait, what is going on?
Yeah, I think you clickbaited something.
No, I don't know whether I clickbaited it or not. I think that I'm looking at the Nashville paper. Let me see if I can go back and find it's USA Today.
Wait,
go ahead.
Say the name again.
What?
Kaylee Cuoco? It's Kaylee Cuoco. Is that who you're talking about?
It's K-I-Y-O-K-O. I never heard of her before.
Oh.
She said an undercover police officer warned her not to bring out drag performers at her show in Nashville.
Drag performers are not illegal.
Oh, Hayley Cuoco. Yeah, okay.
She's
a former Disney girl. Yeah, she performed with drag queens at a Nashville concert.
She said she grew up queer. Is that right? I don't know what that means.
See, this is where people get so stupid with the law in Tennessee.
Drag?
There's not a law against drag queens or even drag performances in Tennessee. What you're not allowed to do is have sexualized performances in front of minors on public property. And
well, that makes
go
sense.
Crazy. I know.
Yes.
I don't want anybody putting their junk in front of my 10-year-old face. I'm sorry.
Yeah, across the board.
You know,
period. Yeah. Yeah.
But people are taking this like, oh, it's something against drag people. And like all of these little country girls are going out and like trying to make a statement. And I just wish people would read the law. Like if you disagree with something, that's fine. But articulate the real issue that you're upset with, not some kind of made up thing on social media. This is happening a lot in
argument. Some people who are kind of homophobic are using this as an argument against that, where drag queens, drag is more of an art form. These are entertainers, these are performers, and not all drag queens are gay men.
Right.
Dame Edna was one of the most famous drag queens. Yeah. Totally straight.
But RuPaul, I think, is somebody who turns people off. Yeah, you think?
RuPaul has had a mainstream career for years.
Doesn't he host some show on NBC? It seems to me. Yeah.
She's doing just fine.
She is?
Yes.
Okay. She is doing fine. All right, boys and girls, at 48 after, this is a good day.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Here's how we long for Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers hands-free slip-in footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Money bit. All right, let's get to it. We have the lovely and talented, charming and personable, handsome, and what other accolades can I give to you? Tom Kreitler, who's the host of the, along with Leslie Segretti, the weekend program, The Money Pit, here to go through some of the things that you can gain by listening to the program, going to their podcast position, moneypit.com/podcast. They also have a great newsletter. But first, as they say, listen to our program named Cindy. Has an old home. Too bad, okay. Cindy. Got an old furnace. Got an old air conditioner. Got an old husband. I've been thinking of getting a home warranty policy. Is it worth it? This is a great question, actually, because they're advertised all over the place.
I have had mixed feelings about these warranties over the years, Doug. Years ago, when you got a home warranty, the warranty companies always seemed to have kind of what I thought was like somewhat disingenuous ways of charging you extra for the services. Right. Like if you got an air conditioner that failed, the air conditioner would be replaced, but there would be these weird charges like duct modification fees where you have to fit the ducts to the new system. Of course you have to do that. How do you put the new installation in without that, right? But now it's got even worse because now what I'm seeing is that the home warranty industry is no longer paying for replacements of qualified products. They're paying on what they call depreciated value. So in other words, if you have a 10-year-old dishwasher and maybe it's covered by the policy, they're not going to buy a new dishwasher for you. No, maybe they'll give you 10% of the cost of a new dishwasher, but everything is based on depreciated value. So what's the point? On the front side of these brochures and websites, it says, oh, avoid surprises. Don't get caught, you know, with an expense that you didn't plan for. But then when you get into the fine print, it's all about minimizing their exposure, minimizing their expense, and only paying you depreciated value. So I have to say, I'm not a fan, and I think you're far better off doing your own sort of savings account.
Yeah.
For emergencies. Rainy day funds.
Rainy day funds. Okay, you heard that from the boss. He knows. The man who knows. All right, let's talk about the Money Pit podcast. We haven't done that for a while. The grill. It's grilling season. People are outside. They're cooking things up, killing themselves with the carcinogens from the grill.
I don't know about that, man. I'll tell you what, it's a good time before you fire the grill up for the season and to make sure that it's in good shape. We walk you through step by step in this week's podcast. You know, we talk about how to check the gas lines safely. For example, did you know that you could mix up just a little bit of dishwashing soap and water and dribble it sort of across all the connections in your gas lines? And if you see a little bubble, you know you got a leak, right? If you don't see a bubble, you're good to go. You know, the importance of cleaning out all of the char and the debris and the rust flakes from past season, replacing briquettes if you have to, and basically make sure it's good to go. Yesterday, we had, of course, a beautiful weekend, and so we decided, hey, it was time to, you know, give the grill a cleaning. And as I started to take out what they call the flavor bars, which are these sort of angular pieces that cover the burners and help, it's like sear surfaces. You know, when the meat drips down, it sears, and then the charcoal flavor sort of smokes up into it. But one of them came apart in my hand because it was so rusted. I was like, oh, that's a surprise. You know, so I, of course, ordered a new set of flavor bars. So whatever's wrong with your grill, whatever work it needs, now's the time to do it. And the other thing that's interesting about grill prep is that sometimes you get spiders that build nests inside the lines.
Cook them up. Let's have them for dessert.
Well, you have to be careful because the gas won't pass through some of those spider nests. So if you have...
Really?
You need to take your burners out and you run like
itsy
a pipe
bitsy
cleaner.
Spider. Yeah, okay.
Run a pipe cleaner through those holes and make sure you get no spiders in there.
And then use it on your ears to clean out the wax.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the newsletter has a story about mold. I saw one of the buildings on the farm has, I hadn't seen it before, really heavy, thick mold.
Oh,
what do you think about that?
Well, is this outside the building or inside the building?
This is outside.
Yeah. So outside, it's probably, it may not be mold. It may be algae or lichen, different types of plant growth. For that, what you want to use is a mildicide and then spray it and let it do its thing. You know, there are some mildicides designed to work slowly over time. They have sort of a high residual effect. Then there are others that are sort of one and done. You spray it on there and you blast it off and then you're good to go. But outside, it's generally not mold. Inside, it's more common that we find mold, and that's because you have more surfaces that it can eat in there. So if you have anything that's organic, like especially the paper on drywall, if you have a damp room, like a damp basement or a damp storeroom, you'll very often get mold in those places.
All right, check it all out, moneypit.com/podcast or /newsletter. Check the program out. Find it in your local area. Listen and learn, ladies and gentlemen. Tom Kreidler is here. K. Kreidler is K, right? Kreidler with a K.
That's right.
As opposed to Kreidler with a C.
Unless you're my junk mail.
There we go.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.